Unit 2. Who is behind Wikipedia?
Well, as you probably know, Wikipedia, which was launched in 2001, is the free encyclopedia that you probably shouldn't use for your homework without a bit more research. Its pages can be created or edited by anyone, which makes it a pretty huge global effort. So what exactly happens when people are Wikipedia editors? Well, I was lucky enough to have a chat with one of the people who works hard to update information on Wikipedia all the time. Andy Maved is a freelance web consultant, and he's been a Wikipedia editor since 2003. So I asked him how he got that role.
Click on the edit button in Wikipedia is the short answer. Wikipedia is known as the encyclopedia that anybody can edit, and we do encourage everybody to have a go. Now, there are some caveats to that, because obviously we don't want anybody to put stupid things on or facts that aren't verified. But the simple way is to click on the edit button and make a small correction to start with. To get used to the sort of interface, maybe find a missing apostrophe or a spelling error or something. But don't correct American spelling to British, or vice versa. That's not the idea. We stick with whatever spelling is already in use. If people want to do something that is a bit more involved, they can sign up for an account, which has some additional benefits. It gives them some extra editing powers, and means they can receive messages and keep track of what they've worked on. Once they've signed up, they get a page called the Sandbox, which is a little editing area where they can do anything within reason, which doesn't appear on the encyclopedia proper, but gives them a chance to get to know how the tools work and experiment.
Now, of course, people will take a sideways look at something like Wikipedia. You often see it quoted online as, you know, is that the reference you've used? And people will question it because it's made by a group. But it also seems to be a great responsibility because, like it or not, people do use this as a solid reference.
We would encourage people not to cite Wikipedia as a reference for most things. What they should do is go to the original sources that are cited within Wikipedia. I sometimes joke that Wikipedia is the Reader's Digest of the internet, and what we do is collect information that has been published in other verifiable sources, so academic papers, books, newspapers, reliable news websites like the BBC, and we summarize it and digest stuff from different sources into one source and give an overview of the subject. So if somebody is going to cite a fact in an essay or an academic paper of their own, they really should go back to the paper that we cited and cite that. But if they just want an overview of that subject, they want to understand something or begin to learn about it, then Wikipedia is an excellent place to start that journey.
How much of your time per week do you think this takes?
I daren't count. I do spend a lot of time doing it, but I try not to let it get out of hand. I have a notebook open on the arm of the sofa when I'm sitting watching television or watching a film, and if I see an interesting fact, I might pause it and add that fact to Wikipedia. Or I could look something up if I see an actor in a film and wonder what else he was in or can't remember his name. I can look him up on Wikipedia while I'm watching. So it's my right hand almost when I'm working on something else, as well as being an end in itself.